Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmy Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this morning as we do every Sunday morning from the studios of WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And not in the studio, but with us electronically, is 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning, everybody out there. I hope everybody had a wonderful week. And how was yours?
I was fine. It was awfully cold.
It was. Wednesday was a murder day. But I guess that was the start of our nor'easter, I guess. That was supposed to be coming up.
Is it going to rain all weekend?
It started on Wednesday, and it rained all day Thursday. You know, it's just crazy. But we'll see how it ends. Tomorrow's our day that we have memorialized.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, we want to hope everyone enjoys the Memorial Day weekend, and what little we can do to contribute to that, we will. And for up on my side of the show, we're going to be hearing from Finbar Fury, the UCD Choral Scholars, Planksty, the Rum Jacks, and Martin Hayes. How about you, Farmer?
I'm going to do some tunes that we haven't heard in a while, actually. The McCrells, we haven't heard from in a long, long time. Shillelagh Law, which we have heard from, and then the Pogues.
Excellent. We're going to start off today's show with Finbar Fury.
It's here I am today. God gave and took away, and left without a home, poor Dan O'Hara, with these matches in my hand. In the frost and snow we stand, and here I am today, no broken hearted. In the year of 64, we had acres by the score, the grandest land a man could pull a plow through. But the landlords came it on, and they laid their houses low. And here I am today, now broken-hearted. Cush McGamachreen, won't you buy a box from me? You'll have the prayers from Dan from Connemara. Sure, I says to cheap and low, buy a box before you go. From the broken-hearted farmer Dan O'Hara. And for 20 years or more, did misfortune cross me door? Me poor old wife and they were sadly parted. We were scattered far and wide, then our children starved and died. And here I am today, now broken hearted. Cush McGamachreen, won't you buy a box from me? You'll have the prayers from Dan from Connemara. Sure, I says to cheap and low, buy a box before you go. From the broken-hearted farmer Dan O'Hara. Though in frost and snow I stand, beneath the shadow of God's hand, it lies warm upon the brow of Dan O'Hara. And sure soon with him above, I will meet the ones I love, and find where I have lost in Connemara. Cush McGamachreen, won't you buy a box from me? You'll have the prayers from Dan from Connemara. Sure, I says them cheap and low, buy a box before you go. From the broken-hearted farmer Dan O'Hara. Cush McGamachreen, won't you buy a box from me? You'll have the prayers from Dan from Connemara. Sure, I says them cheap and low, buy a box before you go. From the broken-hearted farmer Dan O'Hara. Cush McGamachreen, won't you buy a box from me? You'll have the prayers from Dan from Connemara. Sure, I says them cheap and low, buy a box before you go. From the broken-hearted farmer Dan O'Hara.
black is the color of my true love's hair.
Making me nervous, yeah.
That ended rather suddenly. Interesting song. Saints Preserve Us from the Rum Jacks is what I'm going to say. And that's the title of their, that first album of their, The Rum Jacks. And second up in that set was the UCD, University College Dublin Choral Scholars, with Black is the Color from their album Perpetual Twilight. I have several of the UCD Choral Scholars albums. They're always a new, it's a new class every year.
Yeah.
So they put out a new CD every year.
Okay.
So it's always pleasant to get those, and I'm assuming at some point they're going to run out of songs. but we'll see. And
well,
first up,
some songs might be different than some of the original songs.
Well, it has to meet the, you know, they're in school learning things, and so the purpose is for them to learn how to do this.
Yeah.
How to record and how to, you know, conduct and all the things that go along with being a UCD Choral Scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a, I'm assuming they get exams at the end of the year and really have to Choral Scholar.
Yeah.
So, and first up on this set, this original set for the show this week, we had Finbar Fury with The Last Great Love Song is the name of the album, with the famous tune, Dan O'Hara.
We haven't heard from the Furies and what Finbar Fury in a while.
No, we haven't.
I have them on one of my CDs, but, Wild Atlantic
Way.
Way, yeah, and I just sometimes I just forget about bringing it in. Maybe I'll bring it in next time I'm for next week's show
yes.
or something.
What have you got lined up for us now?
Okay, we're going to start this set off with the McCrells.
Oh, wow, we haven't heard from them in ages.
Well, you can bet tonight it's raining in Dublin. In the morning it'll be pretty much the same. 5,000 miles away I miss you more and more each day. But the strangest thing is how I miss the rain. It must come down in buckets when I met you. It was cold and gray the day we said goodbye. Now here I am in Phoenix, Arizona, and there's not a goddamn cloud up in the sky. You can bet tonight it's raining in Dublin. In the morning it'll be pretty much the same. 5,000 miles away, I miss you more and more each day. But the strangest thing is how I miss the rain. I knew I'd miss your loving arms around me from the moment that I stepped on to that plane. Just how much I would miss the rain. You can bet tonight it's raining in Dublin. In the morning it'll be pretty much the same. 5,000 miles away I miss you more and more each day. But the strangest thing is how I the rain. Well, now they say it has not rained here since the winter. Every day it's sunny, it burns into my bring them on, 'cause Christ, I need some rain. You can bet tonight it's raining.
Dublin. In the morning it'll be pretty much the same. 5,000 miles away, I miss you more and more each day. But the strangest thing is how I miss the rain. Well, you come back tonight, it's raining in Dublin. The same. 5,000 miles away, I miss you more and more each day. But the strangest thing is how I miss the rain. I miss you, girl, but God, I miss the rain.
Tripping o'er the plain, he came unto a farmer's door, a lodging for to gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. She says, he is a handsome man, I pray you take him in. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. He would not lie within the barn, nor yet within the byre, but he would in the corner lie down by the kitchen fire. Oh, then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. The farmer's daughter, she got up to bolt the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. Took the daughter in his arms and to the bed he ran. Kind sir, she says, be easy now, you'll waken our good man. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. You are no beggar, you are some gentleman, for you have stole my maiden hand, and I am quite undone. I am no lord, I am no squire, of beggars I be one, and beggars they be robbers all, so you are quite undone. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. She took the bed in both her hands and threw it at the wall. Says, go you with the beggar man, my maiden head and all. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. Thank you.
That was Martin Hayes with Brooklyn Rider with two tunes, I'll call them. One was Lament, actually. The Hole in the Hedge and The Butterfly.
The Hole in the Hedge and The Butterfly. That was very nice, though.
It was very nice. He's very, very good, Martin Hayes. I have another tune playing for him from him in this show today, so we'll be enjoying that skill again. And we had Planxty with a tune, The Jolly Beggar, from their first album.
Now, that's been a long time since that one's been played, I bet.
120 years ago. And it was called The Jolly Beggar from their self-titled first album. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started this off with the McCrells, and it was I Miss the Rain. And that came off their Something Fierce album.
And that's we would see them in Saratoga.
No. I believe you, Bobby, and myself saw them in Albany, outside of Albany.
Okay.
Maybe, what's the next town up, like?
Not Saratoga.
No, the one with the rotating stage.
Oh.
It was North Light, Northern Lights or something.
Okay.
Something like that.
Close to Glen Falls, maybe.
No, it was right
outside of Albany.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That was a while ago, though. That was quite a while ago. Of course, we're getting old, too, so whatever.
Stop it.
So what are you going to show for us now, Farmer?
All right, we're going to start out with the Pogues on this second half of the show.
Looking once told her where she could find her dream.
Thank you.
We just had the pleasure of hearing from Martin Hayes again.
Yes.
And he played us a couple of reels. One was called The Whistler from Rosslea in Roscommon. And the second was Connor Dunn's reel.
Huh.
That was pleasant. And before The Whistler from Rosslea, we heard from Horselip from their first self-titled album, Faster Than the Hound.
Huh.
referring to the Hound of Cooley. And you started us off?
I did, with the Pogues and a pair of brown eyes. And that came off their Rum, Sodomy, and Lash album. That's an old one.
It is an old one.
Yeah.
Well, today in Irish history, sort of, meaning we're reading May 27th. On May 27th, 1936, the first Aer Lingus flight took place. A five-seater DH Dragon plane named Yoler, which is the Irish word for eagle, by the way, flew from Baldonnel Aerodrome to Bristol, England, witnessed by the Minister for Industry and Commerce, John Lamas. These were humble beginnings for Ireland's national airline, which had been incorporated only 5 days earlier. The five on board were the pilot Captain Oliver Armstrong, W.A. Morton, the director of Aer Lingus, Mrs. Sean O'Hooley, the wife of the airline's chairman, T.J. O'Driscoll from the Department of Industry and Commerce, and were Mr. and Mrs. Fitzherbert. They were presumably the only people to have actually paid a fare. Hence, Aer Lingus' subsequent difficulties, and therefore the airline's first commercial passengers. When Lamas arrived at Baldonnel, the Army Corps chaplain, Father William O'Riordan, was blessing the aircraft. Lamas said that he thought there was a considerable future for aviation in this country, and shortly after 9 a.m. they left. Yoler passed the Irish coast between Dalkey and Bray and traveled 4,000 feet above the Welsh Mountains. The flight lasted 90 minutes, and those on board had lunch. It returned to Dublin without Mr. and Mrs. Fitzwilliam. The only freight that had been on board were some copies of the Irish Times bound for London. So we all know what's happened since then. So that was a nice story about Aer Lingus.
Yeah, it was.
And what are we going to hear from you now, Farmer?
We're going to start this set off with Shillelagh Law.
Number nine?
Yeah.
Number nine.
The car. cost. We've pledged our lives to this cause. For those that have gone, we will carry on without fear, without thought, without pause. As all of us bound through duty were bound, for the service of others we stay. With our sacrifice, we'll keep up the fight until under that flag we do lay.
White hair as swift as the swallow that flies through the air. You may tramp the world over, but none to compare to the pride of old Creggan, that bonny white hair. One clear autumn morning, as you will suppose, the red golden sun o'er the green mountain rose. Barney Conway came down and he did declare, "For this day I'll put an end to the bonny white hair." He searched through the lowlands and down through the glens, all among the wild ditches where the white hair had ends. Till at last, coming down over the heather so fair, from behind the wild thistle out jumps the white hair. Bang, bang went his guns and his thongs he slipped to, as swift as the wind o'er the green mountain flew. But his dog soon came back, which made poor Barney sigh. Barney knew that the white hare had bid him goodbye. And we're some jolly sportsmen down near from Pomeroy, from Cookstown, Dungannon, and likewise the Moy. With our pedigree greyhounds we travel from far, and we've come down to Creggan in our fine motor car. All into the lowlands these huntsmen did go, in search of the white hare they'd love high and low. Till at last Barney Conway from a bog bank so rare shouted out to the huntsmen, "There lies the white hare." So they called up their greyhounds from off the green lea, and Barney and the huntsmen all jumped high with glee. The bog banks all gathered around, seven dogs and nine men, and then poor hare surround. Oh, no wonder the white hare did tremble with fear, as she stood on her hind legs, she would raise her ears. As she stood on her hind legs with a one-gallon spring, she jumped over the greyhounds and broke through. Oh, the chase it went on, it was a beautiful view, as swift as the wind o'er the green mountain flew. But those pedigree greyhounds, they didn't run far, they came back and went home in their fine motor car. A man, and you all know him well, his name was Mick Kelly with the bonny black bell. Oh, in search of the white hare today I'll have fun, I'll put 50 to 1 that black bell will her turn. 5 turns the hare got then from bonny black bell, and the 6th one was given around John Hawhey's well. It was there we lost sight of the hare and the dog, and then 10 minutes later came more the black ball. Oh, the chase it went on, it was great for to see, the white hare and the black dog both were all light and free. she traveled to ask her where she knew the lands well. Ah, to Bunny Black and Bella she soon bid farewell. And now to conclude and to finish this rhyme, I hope you forgive me for singing all this while. If there's any amongst you in Carrickmore Fair, please drink up a health to that bonny white
So this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I hope everybody has a great, great Memorial Day. Thanks for tuning in again. And all I should say is have a good week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gurum agat agas jahi shuhugan.